The cancers that children get tend to be very different than the cancers adults get. The big four cancers that adults get are prostate, lung, breast, and colorectal cancer. And we hardly ever see that in pediatric cancers. Pediatric cancers are more leukemias, brain tumors, and something called sarcomas, which are solid tumors of muscle and bone, usually. And so sometimes, people in their 20s, even in their 30s, and even beyond that, can get more of the sarcomas. And the adult care teams are used to taking care of more of the, breast and colon and lung and colorectal cancers. And so AYA program is a place where we can, join the appropriate expertise, identify clinical trials that these patients can go on, and then have the right care team taking care of them. What I'm excited about for our AYA oncology program is no matter where the patient is getting their primary oncology care, their medical care, whether it's the Markey or Baptist or somewhere out in the community, they're still welcome to come to our program for the support services that we offer. So the social work support, the school career intervention stuff, the pain management, the dietary stuff, the pharmaceutical stuff, all of that. Oncofertility is very big in this population. These are young people that are thinking about their future and thinking about sometimes, having children of their own and stuff. And so oncofertility is a big part of what we're hoping to offer these patients. Yeah.
For that age group between 15 and 29, this typical reporter question, I guess, are you seeing increasing cancers?
So, for some reason, Kentucky is overrepresented in the nation in cancers in this age group. And if you look at childhood cancer, for sure, and I don't know the answer to your question about the AYA cancers, but pediatric cancers, it does actually seem that in our state, we're gaining more and more patients like every year, like maybe a 1% growth a year kind of thing. And I don't understand the reason for that. Some of the research projects that we're engaged in are trying to understand why we might be a sort of a hot spot for pediatric malignancies in the country. And so stay tuned on that one. That's actively being researched right now.
I think a lot of lay people still ask the question about are there environmental issues or genetic? Or both?
They're both. So we're learning more and more about what actually causes children and young adults to have cancers. And now with more of the DNA sequencing and the tumor characterizations, molecular tumor characterizations, we're understanding that probably a full 10% of the patients that we'll serve do have some genetic risk factor for getting cancer. It's not a guarantee that they'll get cancer, but so one of the things that I want to do with our division going forward is to develop a clinical service for these inherited cancer syndromes. Yes, environmental stuff matters to cancer, right? Think about lung cancer and smoking or, melanoma and UV, for example. We don't really think that there's a big environmental component for most of the childhood cancers, with the exception of pediatric ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and bad ionizing radiation. So like after a nuclear power plant event, there will be a increase in the amount of childhood leukemias 2 or 3 years after that. But for the most part, we don't really understand the environmental factors at play. Now, like I mentioned, there's certain areas of Kentucky that seem to have a higher incidence of brain cancers, of all things. And we don't know if that's because of the genetic stuff that's there in that population or whether it's related to some environmental thing. And that's an active area of investigation from some research that we're doing in collaboration with the Markey Cancer Center.
One more question as far as, again, this adolescent age group. Has treatment changed much?
It depends on the tumor type. So some tumor types, it's changed dramatically. So there's a particular kind of leukemia called Philadelphia positive chromosome, Philadelphia chromosome positive leukemia, that has been revolutionized by precision medicine. So understanding the actual genes that cause that leukemia, somebody, Dr. Brian Druker and his team in Oregon, developed a drug to target that particular mutant gene, and that is really absolutely revolutionized how that cancer is treated and has ushered in an entire field of precision medicine, right? But other cancers like Ewing sarcoma, which is one of the sarcomas that young adults can get and children can get, and one of our patients here today is a survivor of Ewing sarcoma, there's been no new drugs for that cancer in at least 30 years. So there really is a need to do more research for particular kind of cancers. Yes.